As we highlighted in our FOMC preview special report from Wednesday, the balance of risk was tilted heavily in favor of a reversal of flow, with the U.S. dollar seen at risk of selling off and U.S. equities projected to rally. We talked about all of the Fed hawkishness being priced in, setting up a sell U.S. dollars on the fact reaction, and we talked about this happening at the same time as other central banks were talking just a little more hawkish themselves on policy, all of which contributed to this post-FOMC reaction. Although the Fed went ahead with its first 50 basis point rate hike in over two decades, and although the central bank announced it would also begin to reduce its balance sheet in June, it wasn't enough to get the dollar heading higher because all of this was fully priced in and because Fed Chair Powell eased some investor worry after taking consideration for a 75 basis point rate hike off the table. But in the end, once the dust settles, we really don't see any of this lasting more than the short term, with a move lower in the buck and higher in stocks more to us about the sell-the-fact reaction and less about any sustainable moves. The reality is that higher rates are going to be a difficult pill for investors to swallow at a time when the U.S. and global economy continue to beg for more accommodation from central banks. And another reality here is that inflation has been running rampant in 2022, and if it continues to trend as it has been, the Fed won't have a choice but to consider aggressive moves on rates, which could very well have Powell changing his attitude towards the possibility for a 75 basis point hike. So on net, perhaps we see a little more dollar selling and equity market demand in the sessions ahead, but we think these moves are moves that will be faded in favor of a resumption of dollar upside and stock market weakness. Key standouts on today's calendar come from German factory orders, PMI reads out of Germany, the Eurozone, UK, an ECB Lane speech, the BOE policy decision, and U.S. initial jobless claims. That's all for now.